shut up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thursday night, everybody. What's going on? Hope your week's off to a great start. Hope your weekend is about to be off to a great start. Jeffy, what's going on with you, brother? Good evening.
Oh, living the dream as usual. Super excited about the show tonight.
Oh, it's going to be a great show tonight. I'm stoked about it, man. We got a lot going on. We got a brand new giveaway to talk about. We got some promos that you told us we have to read later on. But more importantly, good brother, Mr. Ryan Starr, is joining us tonight to talk about everything going on with him and Station Head, which you guys have seen Jeff and I talk about, man. It's going to be a lot of fun to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, buddy.
But, you know, listen, more importantly, as we inch closer and closer next week, Jeffy, next week I am headlining, that's right, headlining the Burlington Wine and Food Festival in Burlington, Vermont. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Dude. You know what? I have a hard time wishing you well because I'm so upset that I can't come.
Why?
Because I love doing food shows with you. We have so much fun. I
mean, what we can remember of them, right? Like, it does get a little bit crazy. We were just telling stories.
It does get crazy, but yeah. I think, you know, we put smiles on faces. We make people full. It's like, it's really like, you know, it's where the rubber meets the road, you know, when you're out there, you're smiling at people, kissing babies, breaking boards, showing people the skills.
Yo, king of the demo.
That's right, man. Demo kings.
King of the demo. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm excited about it. And I'm going to announce a secret that I'm doing next week. I'm going to announce it right here, and we're going to talk about it next week, too, on the show. And by the way, next week we're talking to Chef Kevin Deshane's going to show up here from Great Food Truck Race as well. That's Michael Stolice, who is the organizer of the event. We're going to have him on, too, to talk about stuff. That's going to be next Thursday night. But guess what I've got going on, Jeffy? Are you ready for this?
Please, hit me.
Next Saturday at the Burlington Wine and Food Festival, it's a top-secret event. No one knows. Your boy, I'm going to be doing a pop-up taco tent with our new friends Casamigos Tequila. Yep.
What?
Yep.
With Casamigos?
That's right, baby. Casamigos, my favorite tequila on the entire planet. You know, I became a tequila
drinker,
right?
You're going to make corn dogs?
What? No, that's not a fucking tequila. What are you talking about?
Oh, I misheard you. I'm sorry. I thought corn dogs, tequila, Vermont, cheddar cheese. No?
Mm-mm. Tacos. But guess what? This is very Vermont. I'm going to do a vegetarian taco because, you know, there's a lot of vegetarians up there, right?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. There's a ton of vegetarians up there.
And we're going to do a jackfruit taco that we learned about from when we were in Mexico together, man. We're going to do some jackfruit. I'm excited about it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Good brother David laid us down the deep knowledge on the jackfruit down in Mexico. That was awesome.
No doubt about it. He did a great job. So I'm happy that we get to do that and use some of that stuff there. So it should be a lot of fun at the Burlington Wine and Food Festival next week. We'll talk more about that next week. But I'm just so happy about it. I spent all day working on it today with all the shit that we're going to be doing. But the taco thing is going to be top secret. I can't wait till Casamigos puts that on their social media. It's going to be fun.
Top secret. You heard it live on Plum Love Foods.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be dope as shit, man. I'm hoping we can play a new fun game later on today, too. We didn't talk enough about this, but we might not be able to play it tonight. But I don't know if you guys saw this. Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. Did you see that?
I heard about it, and I didn't want to believe it was true, but I think it's finally come that L. Ron Hubbard and Jesus Christ need to have a battle, and I think Tom Cruise is L. Ron Hubbard's representative, and of course, the Biebs is representing Christ.
Wow.
I'm ready for this throwdown of the century right here. I'm super excited. I hope Tom Cruise accepts the challenge and stops being a little bitch.
Fucking Tom Cruise, stop bitching out. Listen, this is Justin Bieber we're talking about. Make no mistake, Justin Bieber, there he is. It's pretty fucking solid. The guy looks amazing. But look, Tom Cruise, yo, he's been in 97 Mission Impossible movies. And just in case Biebs forgot, dude, did you remember that volleyball scene from Top Gun? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, dude, yeah, but Bieber's swinging it like a French stallion. Tom Cruise is about 5'1.5".
Yo, size doesn't matter when it comes to beating down on some of these guys, right? Robbie's texting me now. Robbie wants to join. He's like, can I join the show tonight? We're 7 minutes into the program, Rob. We've already got a plan. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, should be a lot of fun. I think they should get Ric Flair involved.
Okay, Rob. That's awesome.
Ric Flair should be involved. They should make it a match. It could be amazing. I don't know. They could sell a lot of money, do it for charity. That's all I'm saying.
What would Ric Flair's role be in this wrestling match? Would he ref it? Would he promo it? Would he... what's his role in it, Plum? How do you see it going down?
Oh, it's a piece of cake. Ric Flair is going to roll down the aisle, right? With Tom Cruise looking only as Ric Flair can look, tailor made from head to toe, wearing a watch that costs no less than $2,500 as he walks down that aisle wearing a robe, looking only like Ric Flair can look because he is the best thing going today.
Okay, but. What's his role?
Yeah, he's going to walk down that aisle with Tom Cruise, dressed like $1 million, wearing a watch. That's a Rolex custom-made, $2,500, looking only as he can look, because he is a jet plane flying, kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing son of a gun. Woo!
Okay, I see. He's a bit of the Flair.
Well, he's Ric Flair. What else does he need to do? He's just there. Isn't that all he really needs to happen?
Yeah, I just thought maybe he was going to play a role in the match. Like he was going to ref it.
Let me tell you what he's going to do. I'll tell you what his role is.
He was going to be like Dana White. Mm-mm. Like what is he doing?
Look, Ric Flair is going to walk that aisle as only he can walk with Tom Cruise down to that ring wearing tailor-made clothes from head to toe, a $2,500 custom-made Rolex. Because let me tell you what, when you're rolling with Ric Flair, the time is now, space is the place, and he is the wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, jet plane flying, limousine riding, son of a gun. Woo!
Woo! All right.
That's all you need. Listen, whatever we're doing in life, if Ric Flair could be a part of it, I don't care what he does. So long as he's there, that's all that matters.
Kind of like the way that pimp that always wears green hangs around Snoop Dogg, and you're not sure why, but he's just kind of there.
Yo, I saw that dude in Midtown, I don't know, a couple months ago.
We just want to bring Ric Flair as part of the entourage just to say we have Ric Flair in our entourage.
Hey, Ric Flair's rolling with us. That's it. I love
that's it.
It's totally not about anything we deal with, but Ric Flair put a video out because he just had surgery, and apparently he's had 97 surgeries because he's, for those of you who don't know, Ric Flair is 136 years old. But
he looks fantastic, man.
He looks amazing, and his wife is like 26, which is crazy, and Ric Flair is always talking about, you know, riding Space Mountain. He says Space Mountain may be the oldest ride in the park, but it always has the longest line. Which I love that. That's a great line.
Yeah.
That sounds like
Ric Flair is really like a hero of mine for sure.
I mean, Ric Flair is amazing. You can't kill him. He's had cancer 14 times. They can't kill him. I'm pretty sure he overcame AIDS. They're using his blood right now to come up with the fucking cure.
He looks like the end character in a Mad Max movie.
Wow.
Like Hollywood, like in Hollywood where the water was saved up at the end of the journey when you fight through all the other underlings, you get to Ric Flair and he's just there owning the world, daddy.
Just strutting, walking around strutting. Dude, I'm telling you, go to YouTube and watch Ric Flair promos. It's the greatest. It's the best thing you can do with your time as a 41-year-old man. I'm just saying that is the best thing you can do with your time right there. Piece of cake. Easy.
All right.
You know, I used to watch Dusty. This is the last thing I'll say. I used to watch Dusty Rhodes promos and Ric Flair promos before I would do any TV spots. Isn't that funny? I swear to God, I would watch them.
Get yourself pumped up. I like that, man.
Totally.
I like that.
Totally.
It's like I listen to heavy metal. Like, it gets me all fired up. I want to hear something that gets my heart, my blood pumping, and I feel like I'm ready to think faster. Like I'm ready for the war. Like I want to do it.
I like that. We got some drums in the background. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Definitely some Fool or some Slayer.
Well, listen, our guest tonight knows a thing or two about music, so I can't wait to have him on the program here and talk about what he's got going on. We got to talk in depth and deep about Station Head. You and I were fucking around with that for a little while. It was a lot of fun, and we're going to talk music
amazing
and touring.
Platform. They got some good stuff going on there. I've tuned in a few times and heard some really funny shit.
It's very professional now, right?
Definitely different. It's definitely morphed into something really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great, man. So our plan, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff and I are going to take 2 seconds. We're going to pop the top on a couple of cold ones. We're going to kick back, And when we get back, we're going to be joined by the one, the only Mr. Ryan Starr. Stay right there. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. We'll see you in just 1 second. Hang tight, guys. We'll be right back. Jackfruit, Jeffy. It's honestly the best vegan food I've ever had.
No doubt. We learned all about it on our trip in Mexico this year.
Hey, it's Chef Plum and Chef Jeff from Plum Love Foods Live talking Upton's Naturals.
Upton's Naturals is an independently owned natural foods company with a focus on meat alternatives and vegan values since opening in 2006.
Hey, that's right. Now Upton's has launched the first-to-market seasoned, ready-to-eat jackfruit in the whole United States.
With great flavors like Thai curry, original, sweet and smoky, sriracha, chili lime, barbecue. Man, I am getting hungry.
Well, you haven't eaten in 12 minutes, so that makes sense. Try it, man. This stuff is great. Amazing tacos, sandwiches, you name it.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, me too now.
Upton Naturals, available now on Amazon.com, ThriveMarket.com, RabbitFood.com, and more.
And of course, check out UptonsNaturals.com. Let's get some tacos.
I love tacos.
Me too.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for...
It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks. The first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, 3 blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like 3 of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com. Yeah, coming back live right here at Plum Love Foods Live. Happy Thursday. It's your boy Chef Plum. And, of course, the one, the only, Chef Jeff, hanging with me tonight. Jeffy, dude.
What up?
That Upton's, man, I'll tell you what, they're sending me all of that jackfruit to use next week in Vermont, which I'm really excited about.
That's awesome.
Super cool.
I mean, nothing's better than pairing up with a company and using a great product.
No doubt about it, man. Well, listen, there's a great new product out there right now, and it's run by a good brother of mine and yours, actually, Station Head. And I'll tell you what, Station Head is your own private radio. That's right. You can get on this app. You can go, you can set your own radio station up, your own radio show up, and broadcast to thousands of people, making friends. It's like social media radio, Jeffy.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely one of the coolest things. In its infantile stage, I played around with it a lot. I haven't had time to really get on most social media lately, but it's a lot of fun. You can just get on there and just talk trash. You can talk about music. You can play. The coolest thing is playing music, right? Like making the playlists and sharing them with everybody and
Well, because they partner with everybody there, so they have all the rights to music, so you can play whatever you want and not get in trouble for it, you know?
Absolutely. It's really cool. It's really cool.
And on top of all that, it's run by an amazing musician, my buddy Ryan Starr. And I'll tell you a quick story, Jeff, and then we'll get Ryan on here. Ryan is an amazing musician, a fantastic singer, an amazing guitar player, an amazing songwriter. I was a giant fan of him off a TV show back in the early 2000s called Rockstar that he was on. We loved his music. My wife and I, we fell in love with it. And so we found him. And then he did a whole crowd fundraising thing for an album. And one of the things you could get from this was to have Ryan do a private Skype show for you, right?
So nice.
My whole idea was, at the time, Random Acts of Cooking was in its infancy. And one of Ryan's songs, I loved it. And I wanted to try to use it for the show for when we tried to pitch it, because I thought it would look great. And so we made this whole thing happen. We bought it. And then turns out it was supposed to be a 30-minute show. Ryan and I and Kelly hung out for like an hour and a half. And just we connected, we bonded. We've become buddies ever since, man. So I love the guy very much. He's an amazing musician. He's an inspiration to everybody, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, Mr. Ryan Starr. Ryan, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? What a great intro. I think you nailed it.
Not bad, right?
You nailed it. And you left it on the naughty stuff on the Skype we did that night with your wife and me.
Why you gotta bring her up? Like, it was you and me, a rubber glove, and then we cut the head off one of the dolls, which was weird, but whatever.
It was awesome. It was awesome. What's up, everybody?
Hey, you remember that night?
Yeah, man, I actually do, you know, because my path to even what you were getting at with Station Head and my new life there is like all of the experiences of like true authenticity and connection led me here. And your night when we were playing music and you did that whole thing with the crowdfunding, was the purest form of connection. And like, we had a true, it was like a new medium, right? Like, I've always played concerts on a stage in front of people. And for me, this was like, we were using technology. We're using like, you know, the ability to get rid of the gatekeepers and just go direct from someone that was a fan to someone that was an artist. And we just had a real connection. And here we are today, best of friends, you know, sorry if I'm friend jumping right now, but really tight friends and bros years later, all because of that. So
it's funny,
you know.
Yeah.
Yes, to answer you, yes, I fucking remember it. It was great.
And do you remember too? I think we were the first non-family people you told that about your son, about your wife being pregnant, which was pretty. We felt pretty special about that.
Oh yeah, I told everyone that back then to make them feel special.
Oh well, thanks, man.
No, it was true. It was true.
Hang on a second. I'm tearing that page up out of my diary. Hold on.
I do remember that now that you say it. And I think again, that like intimacy of like doing something like that for you, it was like, well, what else? How else can we? How can we up the game here? How can we like break the rules and break those walls down of artist to fan or celebrity to non-celebrity, all these things that like people are so used to, like these old models, and sharing that like really personal information with you is part of the gig, you know. And I haven't looked back since. If anything, I'm trying to get more real and authentic and connected to people out there, right?
Yeah, that's what Station Head definitely does. I think what happened.
Sorry,
that's all right. Look, I think one of the things that happened in that whole Skype we did, we were getting super personal, and I was talking about, because I live in Newtown, Connecticut. Everyone knows that. And it was shortly after everything that happened here. We were talking about kids, and it kind of happened there. It was a great show, man. And I'm glad that it happened. And you know, I love that that's the way it went down. I love that we're still buddies and talk today. And you know, I love that,
you know, you weren't as cool as I was with you. I was being so real, and you didn't tell me when I told you I was having a kid. You were like, oh, that's beautiful. So happy for you. Like, cheers. You didn't tell me what you really could have told me. Just like, welcome to never sleeping again, waking up in the middle of the night, cleaning up shit, piss, and throw up, and, you know, you and your wife yelling at each other all the time. You didn't tell me any of that shit.
Where were you then? It doesn't get any easier, by the way. My twins just turned 12, and it doesn't get any easier. It's a whole different thing. But no, listen.
Don't let Chef Dave mess with it. He likes messing with things in their infancy, clearly. So
yeah, well, we haven't. But the best thing is, so Jeffy's with us, and Jeff has three daughters. He has two daughters as well. So you know, we're all dads here, which is kind of the funny part, though.
Only look, two.
Yeah, he's had two. I have three. But the interesting part about it, you look at what we all do. As you know, as a chef, I don't like to call chefs artists. I guess in a way they are, but we're entrepreneurs, all of us, as working for ourselves, man. I think. Have you ever had a real job, dude?
Yeah, I did actually. I worked the trucks. My first gig, if you're in the tri-state area, you probably heard of a place called Jones Beach Amphitheater, right?
Yeah.
And like, that's where like all the bands pull up in the summertime, and as a kid, there's a radio station in New York called Z100. It's probably the biggest radio station in the country, maybe in the world, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a contest to open for Bon Jovi. And wow. It was going to be at Jones Beach, and it was 1996 or something, 95. It was early, right? Prepubescent rock band of mine. We won out of thousands of bands. This is pre-internet, pre-everything. Like, we won this contest.
Sick.
We had like this song banging on Z100, and you know, to today's standards, we would have been like Instagram influencers overnight, you know. And instead, what we did, we got to open for the band, and we were kids, we were teenagers, and a part of us thought like, oh my god, we made it. We're gonna be famous. And my first reality checked, and the gift and the lesson of learning humility was we went from that stage playing a sold out show, thinking it was all coming, to that next summer, me working the trucks, like literally started the top on the stage as the opening to a worldwide superstar band, and the next year I was a kid hustling my demo tapes and my cargo shorts, working on the trucks overnight, loading in the shows and loading out the shows, just so I could hand my demo tapes to record guys and rock stars. So that was my like real job, like my real job. It was always around hustling and like trying to get into the biz or in the door. But it was no doubt it was a real fucking job, because put my body and life on. We were like the scum. We were there was union guys, and then the shit that the union guys couldn't do, and we were those guys. And they'd give us like $60 a day, and I kid you not, I probably worked 18-hour days because we had to be there overnight and then load out, load in. I slept in my car for fucking $60 and a dream to hand some demo tapes out. The high note was Rivers Cuomo of Weezer.
Oh, no.
Was sorting these, like, we played basketball with him and he was mad cool, and then these groupies were gonna they were gonna take him down, and me and my boy Parker, my drummer from stage, the band left, these girls were devastated, and we had the epic night of getting the leftover groupies of Weezer, and we took them to like Queens somewhere and gotten way over our heads, and it was a memorable night. Yeah. So we got paid in other ways. But yeah, real job. So I guess it's kind of a real job. It's like a real job. It's like how you start out in the kitchen, right? Like,
no doubt about it. Start at the bottom. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's kind of
chefs
crazy.
Have groupies too, I've learned. I didn't know the whole chef culture.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
shit.
You know, damn.
We started bringing it into Stationhead a little bit, so you can see it definitely is. The game has changed in our game, you know.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Your time has come.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So listen, it's interesting because, you know, you were talking about getting to know people. You know, I learned a lot about you from Station Head, from being actually on the app itself and meeting some of your friends and your family and, like, that are on the app and you know, broadcasting and doing shows and whatnot. For instance, I know Parker. He was on the app. And, you know, I know your sister and, like, you know, becoming friends with all these people who were important to you in your life who, you know, it's you just learn a different side of a person when you know those people, those important people in their lives.
Yeah, well, look, you say Stationhead, and I mean, that's anything, but it's what we put in with Stationhead and this kind of social radio, like you described it before, is that, like, when you put people together, you know, we're living in a world of, you know, Instagram, like trolls, and like people just kind of just insecure people posing who they want people to see who they want to be versus who they truly are, and it's just this whole really toxic culture that's like, you know, no one's no one's thinking this shit's good for you. We all like scroll through our Instagram and we get that dopamine, you know, rush when someone likes it, but we're scrolling through. It's like drinking. Like you're like, this feels good, but I know this isn't good for me. You know, like we all feel it. And what you just got at is like the connection. It's a connection. It's like you meet a stranger and you could find something. You could find common ground when you use your voice and you turn your eyes off and your judgments off. And more importantly, when you introduce music to the mix, me and you, we could find a moment. I'll never forget. I use this in pitch meetings. You know, we're startups. We go around like selling the vision and the story and we could do this. And I used you, Chef Plum. Your bud was going through some dark stuff and he needed help. And I was on 22nd Street. I'll never forget where I was when you played a Green Day song and you just kind of like let your soul, you bared it all.
I was upset that day.
You revealed it, man. And like, I'll never forget the story. Billy Joe from Green Day didn't have to tell me the story. You gave that song its own story. So like, we're storytelling through music. We're getting to know people for who they truly are. They're, you know, when I built Stationhead, I thought like, cool, I'm going to be a radio DJ. I'm going to be a DJ. I'm going to talk to my fans and I'm going to have a direct communication. And that's cool. But what really happened is as these people came on and this community started forming, it revealed its true authenticity, you know, which is, it's about connection. It's about community. Yeah. And music and voice do that to people.
And Jeff, he's telling about a story where, a friend of mine, a very well-known person, he was a former world champion in the wrestling world, had a terrible relapse with drugs and went to jail, and his wife has cancer. And it was a tough day, and I felt terrible for the guy, and I couldn't help him anymore. There was nothing else I could do to help this guy. I'd done everything I possibly could, and he had to hit rock bottom first. And now he's doing great, by the way. He has a documentary coming out about him his whole life, which should be pretty cool. But
what's the song?
It was a Green Day song. Oh, God.
You know, it's funny. It was one I never heard before.
Yeah.
It was more of like a ballad thing, and I don't know the song name, but I know it by...
It'll come to me. I'll find it for sure.
Chef will sing it for us later in the musical segment.
Yes!
Right. Yeah. Hey, listen. At what point... Listen, you know I was a theater major. I played in bands my whole life. I come see you live. When do I get to come sing with you?
Tonight, baby.
Well, right now, we're not at a show. Like, which, listen, I'm half kidding, of course. But we came and saw you performing live. Was it last week? Week before last, and you did a version of a Tori Amos song that I was just floored by. What in the fuck comes? Like, how do you come up with doing that?
Well, the Tori Amos song, you know, "Crucify" is one of my favorite songs. Tori is one of my favorite artists of all time. She sang me to sleep every night of high school, you know. My wires were crossed. I thought Stephanie Katz was her. I fantasized about her every day. Like I've always wanted to cover a Tori song. I'm just not good enough of a pianist to do it justice. So I had my girl DA Knightley, who's in my band, come and play with me the night, and I was like, can we try this? And we didn't rehearse it, we didn't do anything.
Really?
And I just desperately wanted to sing it, and I put the guitar, put the piano down, and I went for it. It was like an aggro, it got intense. I watched it back. I was a little, I thought maybe I went too far.
You didn't,
but
it was amazing.
It's how I felt at the moment.
It was so fucking awesome, and you can check it out. Jeffy, tell, you posted some of it on your Instagram. Jeffy, tell them what
I did. It's still there for now.
Oh, at Eye of R Star on Instagram.
Yeah, you can find
that
it there.
That was confusing. That was confusing. Say it again.
Eye of R Star.
Eye. Like an eyeball?
Like an eyeball. EYE.
of Eye of R Star. Yeah, there you go.
With the at symbol prior to all what I just said.
Right. On.
We let Jeff do plugs because sometimes he just. He makes them sound phenomenal. I'm not sure if you heard it. He's great at commercials, too, which we love.
Love in the commercials.
That's true.
And love in the Casamigos, brother.
Yo, I'm stoked about that, man. That's the whole reason for doing the festival. I'm stoked about it. No one knows about
George
it yet.
George Clooney sweat. That's what
GC.
I like drinking.
I call him GC. That's my homie.
GC sweat. Yeah.
That's my homie. Jeff, I don't think you and Ryan ever got to meet, did you?
Never in person.
No. Jeff is one of the guys who we brought on Stationhead pretty quickly because he's such a great talker. He's a fun guy to hang out with. When it comes down to looking at social media, Rye. Like, it's definitely changing the game. I hate Twitter now. Twitter is a land of hatred. Facebook is where all my mom's friends hang out. Instagram seems like it's constantly going down. You know, even today I'm trying to post things and it's going down. But Stationhead is this the new form of social media?
Yeah, man. Yo, get back to Facebook. Your mom's friends are hanging out there.
Oh,
I want to
yeah.
in. Well, that sounds hot.
It's not.
That sounds MILFland. Okay, yes, Stationhead, man. Like, I actually, you know, I never led with this, but now I feel a responsibility. I got a 4-year-old son. I got a 1-year-old daughter. And no way do I want him fucking picking up an Instagram when he's 10 years old. You know, yeah. I think that it's starting to be the root of a lot of evil things. And whether it was manipulated on purpose or not, I do think that it's time to rethink these things. And they're not moving fast enough to rethink it. We got to, you know, the world's paying for it in many ways. But I think that, we just needed to rethink it. And truly, my truest belief, and I know that actually Facebook and these companies, they interview creators, they interview artists, they lean on them for the future. And I think artist built company, my lead guitar player is my lead developer, Stationhead. I spent my lifetime playing 2 a.m. concerts and parking lots for kids that, you know, missed the show because they got caught up at the border, or meeting people that have lyrics tattooed to their arm. And we built Stationhead with that in mind, true emotional connection, not how do I target somebody until they want to fucking blow up a church. Like, we really thought, how do I instead of targeting, ask the question, open the conversation. And that's where the world needs to be. That's where I want to send the world. And through music, nothing's more powerful.
Man, that's amazing. Well, coming in right now,
yeah,
on a couple of things here coming through. You know, I've got, let's see, our brother Ben Randall just chimed in and said, yo, Tori Amos has a killer cover of Famous Blue Raincoat, the Leonard Cohen song. That's pretty cool.
And the Famous,
I don't think I've checked that out yet.
Yeah.
And go ahead. No, sorry. I was just
ooh, no, that one's chilling, man. That was, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
The end of December. I love that. Shout
out
to him.
Our buddy Dimitri is chiming in saying he had a great time. He came out and hung out with us one time at Stationhead, and we were doing a live show there, and he had a great time. And he's like, yeah, I got to recheck
what's
that
up,
app
D?
Out, man.
What's up, D? Get on, man. We're making big changes. The summer is a revolutionary summer. We're building something that no one's built before, and we're turning this on, like literally turning it on this summer. And it means,
fuck yeah,
means a lot to check in with you and tell you, so yeah, come back and check it out, Pete.
Yeah, see, that's it's one of the best things about it, that's for sure. And I think if you guys haven't checked it out, you definitely got to. Jeffy, where can they find that app if they want to get that?
If you can download it at the Apple App Store, and if you want to check them on Instagram, it's at Stationhead.
That's right. And you got some big awesome names hanging out on Stationhead too, right? Like, did I see you had like some of the Wu-Tang there?
Yeah, you know, it's all only chefs, man. So Raekwon, he's a bud. Raekwon found this, and I told him when he found it, and he's like, "Yo, this is amazing! You built this thing." I said, "Yo, I just built the instrument, man. You're gonna know how to play this instrument with your voice, you know." And so his name, and this was not solicited. I would say Chef Plum was crushing the airwaves. You were helping us in the beta days. I mean, you did the heavy lifting with us, Chef Dave as well. And so sure as shit, Raekwon on Stationhead, his name is Chef the Butcher.
Yeah.
So if this Stationhead is a place for chefs. I can't stress that enough. If you are a chef, you want to be a fucking famous DJ. We got you. Let's
there
go.
It is. Now there's a way to make money on this too. Is that still coming up? Is that still in the game plan?
Yeah, man. It's all. I mean, we have a whole roadmap of features coming. Some people are already, you know, making money from being popular hosts, and you know, just check in, throw us an email. It's a small operation. This is family. My tour manager is managing the community. Like I mentioned, my guitar players lead it. This is family. So just hit us up. It ain't your Instagram. It ain't your mama's fucking social network. But your mom is welcome as well.
Yeah, and listen, and we got to shout out Serena again. Someone in your team is, she's your community manager there at Stationhead. Became great friends with her. Love her to death. She's phenomenal. You know,
hilarious too.
She is funny, right?
She's the best. She's been on the front line, man. Like she, you know, part of her gig, you know, after settling up at night and handling everything and doing the experiential stuff at the concerts and driving through the night with us or for us, you know, was also you know, I remember that night you snuck into my hotel room and you were in my closet naked and you wanted to meet me. And she's always checking the closets before I get into my hotel room.
It was a little weird when she opened it up and I was kind of, I wasn't prepared for the door to open. And I didn't cover anything. I was like just there in all my glory and literally like,
yeah, my cover.
Well, you keep that hotel room at like 62 degrees and it was just a little bit, I mean, honestly.
It was cold.
I'm a grower, not a shower. That's all I'm saying. But just kidding, obviously. I wasn't in Ryan's hotel room more than one time. Listen.
Cockweights. Cockweights.
Right. That's right. That's right. I like to think I brought out some of Serena when she would co-host shows with me. I think I brought out that side of her, the funny side.
You really did. You truly – she impresses me every day, man. I mean, this is a girl who grew up in – for just to give you guys a little snapshot of the person here. I mean, she grew up very conservative in a small, small town in Arizona and – you know, got out there and like saw the world and got lost and got stolen by a rock and roll band. And we toured the country and she lives in Brooklyn now and goes home, you know, for the holidays once a year. It's a credit and a story that they can make a movie about that would be compelling and inspiring more than anything. I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg with this human. But yeah, she impresses me every day of her talents. And I think you really did bring, so you brought like the Robin out of her, like the Howard Stern, you were her Howard Stern and she evolved into this, like, who knew that when I built Station Head, who knew that she'd be more popular than me, you know, like it's just amazing. And I hope it stays that way till you know, people are naming their kids after her.
That's what's up, man. So what's up with music? You got any new music you've been working on? Obviously, as a musician, you're working on stuff, but have you worked on any new stuff?
I will tell you, a lot of people ask me that, and I can't stress enough how creating this technology with a group of kids. I mean, I get in the office in the morning, and I remind them of two things. One, from every line of code we write, we are a plus in a plus-minus world. We are here for the positive. We want to be the positive in this world, and we mean it. On the other side too, I will tell you, like, I look at Facebook and MySpace and Rolling Stones and the Beatles, but Station Head is fucking Nirvana, man. We are here to break shit. We're here to inspire. We're here for the kids, and like that's what we're building. So it's very musical. It's very like we're building an album. We're building a career. So like we are creative, and it feels great. I love most about it is that I can keep iterating. Because like when I finish a record, I lose my mind and you have to make these decisions that will last forever. And your grandkids are going to listen to these things and be like, why'd he make that snare drum sound like that? And instead, with the tech, you know, you roll with it. You iterate. Like go Google what Uber looked like 10 years ago. You know what right. I mean? It's insane. So I love the ability to learn and move and evolve and iterate. That being said, I come home every night and I play songs on this piano right here I'm looking at. And I have so many ideas and half-written songs and whole-written songs. And, you know, it's my meditative state. It's me going to yoga class. It's me coming home every night and playing piano. And then every once in a while, I'll hop up, you know, grab the guitar out of the office. And, you know, most like CEO founders of companies, they have the guitar hanging in the office that they bought at some auction. Fuck that, man. Mine still has blood on the strings from road life. So I grab that guitar, I run into the city, we play a rock show, and come back and get back to work. So I'm still playing out small shows in New York. I'm still writing songs. But yeah, the focus has been creating this bigger thing.
Well, man, I want you to know. And Jeffy, I know I'm kind of steamrolled this conversation. I can't help it. But
No, it's good.
I promise I'm in. To you. You know, normally I'll let Jeffy chimes in too. But after seeing you play this past, I guess it was a week ago, Ron? I guess it was probably
so
a week ago, right?
I was so happy you were there.
Dude, it totally inspired me. Like, I got my Get to Lily restrung. I'm taking it with me out to the Hamptons this summer. I'm going to get my fingers back, play music. I have this great house. I'm going to fucking hang out, swim in the pool. I'm going to play music. And
we're all invited. Everyone listening, we're all invited.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's do this. It's a rental house. Everybody. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, man. Let's get the band back together, guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, it's fun, too, because Jeffy lives in Southampton, so we can all get together.
I play the tambourine, bro. Slammed the tam.
There it is. Hey, listen, man. Again, I appreciate coming on and hanging out with us tonight, man. It's always fun chatting with you and talking to you. And like I said, you inspired me to pick up my guitar and play music, you know, again in my life. And that's definitely something I've missed. And finally, my kids are old enough where I can do it now. For you with your kids, are you finding that, I don't know, I don't want to say is life harder, like you're finding less time in your life, but how's that been for you as a transition? As I mean, dude, you were a touring rock musician. Like, you fucking are friends with Bon Jovi.
Yeah, man. It's an adjustment. You know this, and you're asking this because I ask you these questions, and you gave hope that, you know, the first few years are intense and they're hard. I never felt like I was a selfish person, but I guess, you know, if you don't have kids and you don't know what that life's like when people truly depend on you, like their life depends on you, then you probably live in a more selfish world, not in a negative way, but that's the only word I could think of. And like, you know, I don't wake up how to take care of myself and I don't go to sleep thinking how to take care of myself. So, you know, that's been the biggest adjustment. And then also from a relationship standpoint, right? Like you used to just being together alone and taking care of each other. And now you're taking care of someone. There's like a triangle that's formed, and a triangle is probably the strongest shape on the planet. If you watch Baby Boss, they do a great job in the beginning of showing that. And I've seen Baby Boss like a trillion times at this point. But you know, it also comes with adjustment and like learning the new flow of how to live in a Boss Baby, whatever. You know better.
I'm like, what the fuck is Baby Boss? I'm like, Jeff, did we have TLC? Did we watch that show?
Yeah, Boss Baby.
I know what he's talking about.
Triangle.
I'm plugged in.
Triangle. So you know, coming to terms with it, I wrote a whole record about coming to terms with it, and I thought that was my therapy to get through it. And it's called After the Elephant, and everyone should go listen to it. I love it. It's no one listens to it, by the way. It has no streams. It's my favorite work of my life, and like no one's listened to it, but that's cool. And
that's cool.
I thought it was my therapy to get through it, and it's a beautiful record. I think I got more records in me because I still have to get through it. I still got to figure some shit out.
This is the thing.
Some of the songs are on my Instagram too. Yeah,
bro, the world we live in now. Like, listen, you have your kids, you get through the tough time. Like, I'm coming through the time right now where I'm have no life and I can't breathe and all that stuff. My kids are older now, and it definitely changes for a different way. We were talking about how bad social media is. This isn't supposed to become the dad show, but you know, my kids were pitching me today about getting Snapchat, and I won't let them do it.
Uh-oh.
I won't let them do it.
Don't
let them do it.
Not yet. It's inevitable, but don't let them do it yet. They're too young. Well, I just took away from my kid.
Well, my kids are like, Dad, we know what dick pics are.
Yeah, just show them you porn instead. It's healthier.
It's fucking healthier.
Do you want to hear something crazy? Dudes, so two things I fucked up so far being a parent. One, awesome. I left my screen open. You know, like when a kid hits Safari, it's like a blue button. They're like, oh, let me open this. And there was a pretty insane video rolling when he opened it. Yes. And I was like, uh-oh. And to this day, I'm like, he might like a certain kind of girl when he's older. I'll let you use your imagination there. But whoa. He definitely...
I would like to know. Wait,
in.
I'd like to know if Jeff and I could take a few guesses first before we move on from that.
you get it. Think
chicks with
no. Thank nice. God, no. And
big butts. Yeah. Where did you think I was going?
Yeah, that was weird.
I always think of Clerks. Chicks with dicks. I put mine to shame.
Yeah.
Isn't that always the way, though? You ever see that? You run across a video, and it's always like. A mammoth penis on a transvestite.
Listen, it's amazing the size of it, and I'm pretty sure it's a prosthetic. It can't be real.
It always hurts my feelings.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say. It hurt when you started opening that conversation. I wasn't sure where going. How much did that cost?
So the other thing I'm like mortified by is that I'm a big mezcal drinker. I'm drinking some right now, and he went to drink. We were at the dinner table with the family, and he drank my water, and he calls it daddy's water.
Yeah, sure.
And he almost like it, I thought he was gonna fucking pass out. He drank it, and the look in his eyes of like I hurt him.
It was like you maced him.
yeah, he couldn't believe it. And so, yeah, he calls it daddy's water. So if the Casamigos people are listening now, I'd like to talk to you about a partnership. R-Star presents
daddy's water.
Nice. I like daddy's water. Listen,
I'm
going to get you. I'm going to get you a bottle. Casamigos makes a great mezcal. I'll bring you a bottle when I see you in the Hamptons this summer. Great stuff. You didn't make a big mistake, man. That's not a big deal.
I buy it, man. I buy this thing called Daddy's Water, though. By the way, you know, Bon Jovi. Speaking of John, he has a Hamptons water now. I'm like, what about Daddy's Water? That's what I'm into.
Hey, listen,
they probably sell it in Provincetown.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was just there. Hey, listen, it was funny just to run back to Stationhead, man, to tell a quick story. I remember I was doing a gig out in Southampton. I guess it was two summers ago, and you texted me and you said, "Hey, can you get on Stationhead right now?" And I was like, yeah, I can. I'm literally in the house prepping. I get on there. You give me no heads up, and you have me talking to John Bon Jovi.
Amazing.
And I was like, what the fuck?
JBJ. You could always depend on Chef Plum. That's all I'm saying.
I was like, oh, nice to talk to
you. The most dependable friend.
Let's talk about blah, blah, blah. And you just text me. You're like, killed it. Fucking killed it.
Nice.
Could you tell me next
time?
You did kill it.
He didn't invest, but you killed it.
Oh, damn it. That was for next time.
National treasure, global icon, celebrity chef Plum doesn't really make mistakes. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, it was definitely something treasure. You did. It wasn't me.
National treasure. He is a treasure. When he's born, his parents said he's a treasure, and his dad said that, and his mom said, let's bury it.
Oh, hey, he's making dad jokes now, too. Look at that. He's making dad jokes.
Is that a dad joke? My dad used to say that.
That's a dad joke, bro.
Everyone knows that one?
Joke.
Oh, fuck.
You jumped across the threshold just
now. What about when you're at the restaurant and you clean the plate, like it's just nothing's left, and you tell the waitress, can you wrap that up for me? Is that a dad joke?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I got to stop using that. I'm a dad joke guy.
I gave my kids a dad joke yesterday. I got home late last night, and I walked into the room. And I said, "Hey, listen, did you guys hear that the guy who invented autocorrect died today? It was a shame to hear about that." And it actually said in his obituary, "May he roast and piss." Thank you, Jeffy. Nothing on that.
It's taking me a minute.
He's trying to compute. Well, Ryan, listen, it's amazing to see, man. Listen, from talking to you when we were the last thing I'll tell you before we move on to some stupid shit, man, was when we had talked after the whole Skype thing, and I Start a Fire was such an important song to me. I had done that. I'd listened to that song, and I went to L.A. to do my first TV show, and it just really hit home with me, and I really wanted to use it in the TV show and that we had made, and we made this show. It was all based, just inspired from what happened in Newtown. And I had meetings, like I made this whole thing. I had meetings, Ryan. I had meetings with the FYI Network, Discovery Network, and they all shot me down, and it broke my heart, and I was so upset about it. It was called Random Acts of Cooking, about using food to help people. The show has been reinvigorated. It's back from the dead. We're now with Only Good TV. We just went and shot episode 2. Jeffy helps me with the program now. And we are en route to making some pretty big pitches here very, very soon. We're super excited about it. And you played a part in that, man. That's, so,
hell yeah. Dude. Oh, hey, I want to shout you out. Two chefs, Chef Dan and Chef Frank Bellotti, both just told me they joined Stationhead and they never heard of it. Super excited about it.
Hey, there you go. How about that?
Oh, right on. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Tell them to follow our star. We'll take this to the after party later.
They're listening right now, so they're chimed in.
Hey, big shout out, Chef Dan.
Awesome,
one of the
guys.
Best chefs.
That's amazing.
Chef Dan, one of the best chefs I know in the world, hands down about that. And of course, Frank Bellotti from Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, Big Frank.
Big Frank.
Well, hold on. Hey, Big Frank Bellotti from Hell's Kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, there he goes. Hey,
fucking guy, huh?
Well, Ryan, dude, listen.
His language, so we understood what we were saying.
My plan was to bring you back on when I introduced you here and playing one of my favorite songs of yours, "Don't Give Up." It's an amazing song. I think it's really, really great for a lot of the young people who listen to this program. You know, I was going to play it, but you offered to play it live. You think you still could do it?
Man, I absolutely can do it.
Is it too loud? I don't want to wake your family up.
No, we can rock. I gotta rock. It's cool, man. I wonder if I can't imagine. I know how it is coming up in the music business. Like I said, like, you know, working on trucks, like handing out demo tapes, like all that stuff. I feel like in your world, in the kitchen, chefs, like, I can't. I mean, I can't imagine how you work your way up and the shit you got to eat to get there. So you mentioned the younger kids listening, and you know, I have a song called "Don't Give Up," and you know, my goal in my life, like, it sums up to one thing, and I do want to look at my kids one day and mean it when I tell them, don't give up. Like, I'm still on that path to like prove that to myself and the world, and that's why this song means the most to me.
Damn, that's amazing, man. That's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
There it is. Well, hey, let's do it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, "Don't Give Up" by Ryan Starr.
All right. Can you hear that? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Just like that? You got this? That's good?
Sounds perfect.
All right. One more time. You got me? I'm just kidding.
Pretty sure we got you.
Coming in good now. Yep, that was great.
Dancer in the dark, when they ask you to be stronger, but you're way too young for this, way too young. Don't give up, I feel you break. Don't give up, we all need saving. Just one more breath, just one more night, we'll all be waiting here. Don't give up. Put my arms around you. I wanna hold you when you cry. And when you pull the curtain so tight, you shut more out than just the light. Don't give up. Feel you breaking. Don't give up. We all need saving. Just one more night, just one more breath, we'll all be waiting here. Just enough. Don't give up. Don't give up, I feel you breaking. Don't give up, we all need saving. Just one more breath, just one more night, we'll all be waiting. Yeah,
Dude, that was outrageous, man.
Sick. Thank you so much,
man. Fucking incredible, man. Thank you for that. That was so incredible, man.
Thanks for letting me play.
Dude, one of my favorite songs. I think that song is just out Out of This World, and it means so much to a lot of people, that song, when you hear it. And you guys can check out Ryan and all of his music, of course, on Stationhead, but don't forget, find him on Spotify, Apple Music, all of those places. Definitely check him out there. Don't Give Up is a fantastic song. It's a beautiful song. Dude, what was that song about? Like, what brought that song on to you?
Well, first off, thank you for allowing me to play that song. It's been a minute. I always somehow forget about it. Oh. It's a song a lot, you know, when you make music, sometimes parts of songs reveal themselves in different parts of your life. And I had the Don't Give Up chorus, that was written in like seconds. And I had it on my mind for years. And when people were going through things, that song in my own head, and I'd have so many versions where that song is about so many different people. Wow. And I just never committed. And it was about my friend, and it was about my sister, and then it was about my, you know, it was like right. About so many people. And where I landed on it, you know, I wrote it about something I didn't see coming. You know, I didn't see coming when I first wrote it. And it was clear who I needed to write that about when I was going through probably, you know, the most traumatic, hardest thing I've ever went through as my life, as a dad and a father, and a husband. So it got super personal when I kept reaching to write about other people. It turned into something very intimate.
It's a beautiful song, man. I mean, people are going apeshit right now. They love it. I'm getting hands all over the place.
It's an intense song. I can make your hands clap.
There you go. It's an intense song, man. It's a beautiful song, and it literally is one of my favorite songs that you ever written. And I mean, Jeff, how beautiful was that?
It was amazing. I was like, I love it. I loved it. I got chills. It was really, really, really fucking.
I'm standing up right.
Feeling
now.
It. Exactly. I mean, me and Plum, while you were playing, are texting back and forth. This fucking rocks.
Like, it's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. Hey, listen, I'd be remiss before we get you out of here, man. Unless you want to hang out with us, but if we didn't talk about you were so awesome. You came down to we did a shoot for Edible on the Road with Edible Long Island, Edible East End magazine. Which, by the way, the first season of the On the Road series is actually on Amazon Prime right now, which is pretty dope. Didn't know if you knew that. That's pretty freaking sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish I could see that paycheck, but I signed that away. But you came down and did an episode with us at Montauk Brew Co. It was you and me.
Loved
we hung out
it.
For the afternoon, and we drank some beers and made some tacos, and it's still one of my favorite episodes. And just, you know, putting all cards on the table, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do Edible East End, that series, was to go and become friends with the guys at Montauk Brew Company. And then in my head, I had the whole thing, this vision of like you and me hanging out there. Like we were buddies, we weren't close buddies, but when I asked you to come, you didn't think twice. You showed up with your guitar, and what a fucking fun afternoon that was, huh?
Beyond, man. I'm a big Montauk Brew fan, you know, fan, and seeing the guys, meeting them was badass. And I remember I got to jam with my little guitar in
Kitsilele, right?
Right in the where they make the beer. I mean, it was really baller.
That was the first time I ever heard your music. It's like when I went on that show. Actually, that's what turned me on to listen to you.
Cool. No, I loved it, Chef. We've only done fun shit together, man. And that's why everyone's listening now. And that's why you are who you are. And you know, that's why, you know. And I hope people recognize when you kind of quickly went over it, but you created the show years ago that now is starting to get the light. And you know, you never know. I came across a picture, and I've been showing the team at Stationhead something really powerful. There's an Instagram post I snapshot, and it's December 31st, 1991. Let's remember, by this point in time, Nirvana has already recorded Nevermind. They've already printed it. It's already out. Like the fucking baby with the penis is swimming in the pool already. Yeah. And then and Pearl Jam already recorded 10.
Right.
The masterpieces that changed this world and shook a generation were already completed. The products were made. The idea was baked, right? These guys, there's a set list hanging up on the wall of a venue in Seattle somewhere. And the Chili Peppers are the headlining act, okay? 91, they're still not even super famous yet.
Yeah.
And these two fucking bands have like 20-minute
you know, living in a van and trailer. They have 20-minute slots opening, and it's, you know, Pearl Jam 9 to 9:20, Nirvana 9:40 to 10, and then the Chili Peppers headline. And the point I'm making is, you baked an idea, it was out there already, and sometimes it just takes time and magic. And here you are, doing you consistently since I've met you. And the wave of success coming your way is something that was written a long time ago. And again, to your listeners that might be younger, I mean, they got to recognize that.
Well, you're very kind to say that, but I have an amazing group of friends and a group of people around me who help me make things happen. And, you know, it's not a solo act anymore. And you know, Jeffy does a ton and helps out.
No, but take the compliment. You're the person who paved the way for us all to be on the show and to be doing this stuff and telling
cool.
our
chef. No, but that's cool, guys. It's worth noting, right? Like, something I learned as like an American. I'm American from Long Island. I'm a Jew from you got to be the best. You do it all yourself. Fuck everyone. And it's like, you know what? You got to learn what you're really good at and surround yourselves with people that are fucking, they got their own superpowers, and together you make it happen. It's more of like a Voltron play, right?
Oh, forming like Voltron. Damn right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's up. Which is why I have no shame about asking you, man. I need to connect with Raekwon. We need his help. We need his help for fucking doing this thing with Random Acts of Cooking on Staten Island. I need his help.
Ooh, wow. That's hot.
We're
going to
feed people, man. We're going to change the world. That's what we're doing, one person at a time. That's the plan. Jeffy,
Love it. Throw
some plugs out there for Ryan before we get him out of here.
Absolutely. Well, you check him on Instagram at I of R Star, IEYE. You can also check
what
out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that was totally fucking wrong.
You fucked it up again. Jesus.
EYE of R Star.
You threw it out.
No? You just said
I said I like EYE.
You went IE?
Oh. Yo, what's your superpower, dude?
Reading plugs. Superpower?
My superpower is definitely reading plugs. I mean, you know why?
I like that Chef can't do this without you.
Look, Jeffy's superpower 100% is he does the most amazing intros for people to strip.
Oh, girls get naked across the hall. Holy shit.
Whoa.
New York City's awesome.
Nice.
Okay, go on. Sorry, guys.
Nice. All right.
It's bedtime.
Jeff, hit the plugs for us so we can get him out of here, for real.
Absolutely. At I of R Star. Then you can check at Station Head, which you can also download at the Apple App Store. My God.
Have another edible.
I'm having the worst time speaking right now.
Check out, you can get Station Head, the brand new app. It's been out now. It's public. Everyone can get it. It's on the App Store. Download it. You can broadcast your own radio show, your own music show. Do whatever you want. Meet lots of people. It's the new form of social media. Station Head. Find it on the Apple App Store. That's how you do it.
Woo! Ooh, drop the mic.
Damn.
I'm wet. I'm going to have an edible now.
Professional, sir. Professional broadcaster. There you go right there. Ryan, bro, I love you, buddy. I appreciate your time.
I love
amazing.
You guys.
Thank you for coming on the program this evening, hanging out with us, man. Seriously. I look forward to our summer. I can't wait to hang. You got to text me when you're out east. Let's do this. You can stay with me. I got plenty of room.
Love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
So much.
And check out Station Head, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, don't forget Ryan's music on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere you can find it. And I can't emphasize enough, download Station Head. Let's do this. Let's broadcast together. I'm coming back. You have no idea.
Woo.
I'm coming back. Here we go. It's the Family Feud. Trust me.
Oh, no.
It's happening. All right, Ryan. Good night, brother. We appreciate you. Yeah. We'll talk to you on down the road.
Appreciate you, man. Talk hard.
All right. There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ryan Starr. How about that, Jeffy? That was all right.
Dude, besides my plug, yeah, it was great. Everything was fantastic. Whatever.
It's fun to fuck it up. It's cool. I got your back. We're a team.
Eye of R Star. Eye of R Star.
Eye of R Star. Eye of R Star.
That's what I said. Isn't that what I said, though?
No, you went IE.
I'm having a Ferber moment. Are you guys fucking with me, or is it really...
No.
Did I not say it right?
No, you didn't, and it's Ferber, just FYI. But no.
Dude, let's not relive that, but I said Eye of R Star.
No.
I want to go back to the tape. I'm going back to the tape.
We need a replay.
I don't know. All right. I feel like the instant replay on my plug, I might get the flag revoked.
I don't know if you're going to get that. You're going to lose your timeout if you fucking throw a red flag here. You're going to lose your timeout, that's for sure. Because trust me, you said I E. I was like, what? And Ryan goes, what? It was so wrong.
I was spelling.
Don't worry about it. We got it handled. It was all right. I think I dropped a pretty good station head plug there. It was pretty dope. It was very professional.
Dude, and Station Head is sick, man. What's going on Station Head is really awesome. The last time we listened in, what's the name of those girls that had that show? We listened to that show together. I was at your house. We were laughing our asses off. We were like,
oh, it's Laura and the Russian girl, and they're doing the what do they call their show? They call their shows Getting It On, right?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't remember. I was hoping you did.
Fucking
Dave's giving me the thumbs up from behind me.
Wait,
just
is Dave behind you?
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh shit! I didn't know Dave was there. Dave, hey buddy.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, you know, it's a pretty good show tonight, man. How dope was it? Ryan played live on the program. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Yo, to me, one of the best voices in music, man. Ryan is phenomenal. His voice is amazing. His songwriting skills are amazing. He's playing his piano in his house. Like, I'm like, don't wake your kids up, man. But what an amazing song, right?
Yeah, that's what's up. I like how he's like, nah, we can rock out at, like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. No worries.
Right, he didn't give a fuck. He was like, let's do it. That's hysterical, man. Jeff. Jeffy, you with me?
A little occupied. I'll be right back.
Oh, well, listen. Well, fun part is, Dave, we got to announce we have a great giveaway coming up here very, very soon on the program, and I'm very excited about this. I love giveaways, don't you?
I always love giveaways.
Like, I love giving away things for free, right? It's my favorite thing to do, and of course, our fine friends over at the one and only the best shoes on the planet. For those of you who stand on your feet all day long, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a chef, whether you work in retail, whatever it is, we work long hours, Dave. Long fucking hours.
Yeah, definitely long hours. Sometimes it's just like a day that blurs into two.
Yeah, that's all it is. So it's time to announce us here at Plum Love Foods. Myself, Chef Jeffy, Chef Dave, Robbie, Chef Dan, all of us here at the show. We are going to help you out. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give you some brand new kicks to make those dogs on the bottom of your legs feel better. That's what we're going to do.
Brand new kicks?
Brand new
kicks. From Shoes for Cruise?
That's right. We announced our Shoes for Cruise Across America giveaway via social media here and the program. It's a Shoes for Cruise
giveaway.
Giveaway. For our Shoes for Cruise Across America. We're going to give them away. You are going to have the chance to win a brand new pair of shoes from our good friends over at Shoes for Cruise. And here's what happens. Once you win, Jeffy, Dave, check this out. When they win, you know what we do? We send them a promo code and a registration number, and guess what? They can pick whatever the fuck they want off the website. You want them $29 pair of shoes? You get them. Jeffy, like you, you know, you're kind of a high roller. If you want them $300 pair of shoes, guess what? Dave, you can get them. It's that simple. You're going to win a promo code.
Oh,
straight.
Yeah. Dude, Shoes for Cruise is a dope spot, man. Yo. It's they have so many sick pairs of shoes. Like, it's not just bullshit chef shoes. If you haven't checked them out, you're missing out. I'm telling you, it's a sick
100%,
spot.
100%. Great products, man. Great company. Love them very much. It's coming up right here from Plum Love Foods Live. That's right. It's called the Shoes for Cruise Across America. We're going to announce our winner July 4th weekend. How about that?
For freedom!
Freedom! Freedom! America! Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
That's going to be dope, man. I'm really excited about that. So look for that. We're going to put it on Instagram. We're going to announce it. All of us are going to share it. We're going to push the shit out of it so everybody gets themselves the winner, a brand new pair of shoes from Shoes for Cruise, whatever you want. That's the thing. A lot of people do giveaways, Jeffy. A lot of people do giveaways, Dave. They give you, like, hey, here's a pair of this, or hey, here's one of these. No. Here at Plum Love Foods, you know what we're doing? We're giving you basically a gift card. You get whatever the fuck you want. Shipping is included, by the way.
How do they enter this contest, Plum?
Yo, that's what we haven't decided yet. Thanks for bringing that up.
All right.
That was going to be tomorrow. Well,
tomorrow, check at chefplum.com.
That's right. Follow me at chef_plum on Instagram. We're going to announce it right there. Tomorrow morning, the contest will begin. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to feature a dope-ass pair of shoes on the Instagram story. Every day or every other day, we're going to feature a pair of shoes. You freaking follow Shoes for Cruise. You follow me. And guess what? Boom. That's how you get entered to win. And we're going to pick a winner. It's going to be great. Jeffy's going to spin the bottle. We're going to pick a winner. We've got a whole list. It's going to be dope as shit. So check them out. ShoesForCruise.com and Plum Love Foods. Shoes for Cruise across America. America. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. For freedom.
For freedom. There you go. Looking forward. Dude, I still had a lot of fun. I always love talking to Ryan, man. We have such a great time. He's a good brother. He's a good buddy. I love when he comes on the show and hangs out with us. You know, one of the biggest compliments I got doing this program before everybody joined me years ago, Ryan and I were on the program. He texts me and goes, dude, that was the best interview I've ever had in my life. And it took it to heart. I thought it was amazing.
That's awesome. He's like a light-filled dude, man. I really enjoyed... I had nothing to say worth saying besides dumb dick joke interruptions, so I just kept quiet.
No, man, you did great.
But no, because he was... I mean, you guys were like... It was like an awesome interview. I was really enjoying it, and he was really dropping some knowledge bombs on us, which I thought was fucking... I love that.
I got to get back to doing more Station Head, I think, man. I think they got some big things coming up.
Yeah, man, I would love to work with those guys. They're I mean, listen, we had so much fun doing some of those bits at night, just off the cuff, just like ridiculous shit. I remember calling in and messing with, like,
a lot of late nights.
I remember doing yoga. I did some yoga on air a few times.
I do remember that.
We did. What else did we do? We did Hump Family.
Dude, that was so fucking funny. And so what we're talking about is on Station Head, I would go on and I would do Family Feud. I'd have questions lined up and answers, and because you can bring people on live with you, and I would host it, and we would ask the question, and I would kind of insinuate that I had alcohol problems and family problems and all kinds of stuff. But then I would go, "Less time to play." It was amazing. It was so fun, and my voice hurt, but we played till 4 a.m. and.
We would play all night. We would laugh so hard. It was just so much fun.
Before it was so much fun. Public, it was amazing.
Yeah, no, there would be like 13 people, and we would just be dying, like right. Having the best time. Just like so broadcasting to 13 people, and you know, six of which we knew.
Yeah, I've lost so much sleep because of that. Just
but
saying,
it was fun, dude.
Oh, definitely.
Well, look, I know we got to wrap this program up and get on down the road. We got a long weekend ahead of us. All of us do. Dave does. Dave, quick update. Is the restaurant opening Saturday or no? I saw you had a walk-in finally.
I do have a walk-in. We're pushing the day back a little bit.
Okay, so when?
I'm pushing the day back a little bit.
There's no set. Okay, fair enough. That means you're around this weekend, so we can hang out. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. I'll buzz you. We'll kick it. I'm doing a party out in Southampton. Should be a lot of fun. Robbie.
Yeah, I was thinking tomorrow night, actually, you guys should all come over. Frank Pilati's on this side of the world, too. Might be easy if you guys stop here.
I'd love to see Frank give him a hug and shake his hand, give him a hug, and meet him in person, man. It'd be great.
Yeah, we'll start a fire. Everyone will have a beer. I'll have a tequila. It'll be fantastic.
All right, well, we'll figure that stuff out. But, Jeff, I think there was some business we had to attend to before we got off the show tonight, right?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to read the promos that we had. You know, we want to send them around. I mean, you know, all right.
Is it
you
Dave with us on the promos, or who's supposed to do them with us?
Well, it just says a generic white guy.
Oh, yeah, that's
so it's me. Dave?
Yeah, yeah, I feel like Dave will work. Okay. Could be Dave, Dan, you know.
Rob.
<All right. laughs> Rob.
Did you send me the – do I have them? Did you send them to me?
Yeah, I emailed it to you. You didn't see it.
Hang on. I'll send it again. Yep, I've got them right here. Yep.
You got it? All right.
Okay, so just we read them line by line. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I'll start them off. I'll start, then you read the next line. Dave will read the third line, and then I'll finish it up. And then it'll just be like a – try to make it sound professional because we're going to send them around.
Yeah. You know. What are these? Are these for like social media or –
Yeah, like social media drops, you know, just like just some promo stuff, just so we can like use to just, you know,
you're like
send around little voice bits, little sound bites, mess with people. You know, it's fun.
I mean, you like producing.
Well, that's what you asked me to do.
All right. Well, you're doing a great job. So, I mean, look, this is the thing. And for all those who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm being for real. Jeff's got the schedule booked in with guests. Like the show has really changed. We are constantly and we should thank people for that for real. on the What's Hot category on
iTunes. All the people who are listening, for sure, man.
Jesus Christ, what's happening to this program is next level, and I can't wait to see what happens next. But you guys are making it happen, and we really, really, really appreciate it. There's nothing more fun on Thursday nights than doing this program with everybody. So thank you for that.
It's awesome. It's awesome. So right. Soon we're going to do some call-ins too, right? I mean, we're working on some new stuff, man. So stay tuned and hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends about us. Get us out there.
Rate and review, please.
We appreciate it.
Click that 5-star button. It's super easy to do.
Yeah, yeah. Or a solid 4.5. I mean, you know,
five is
sexy. Solid 4.5 says like they're human.
Yeah,
it's like you know. They say things that might be over the line. You know?
We did just get a brand new review, and I want to read it to you. It really just came across the board here. It says it's a 4.5 star review, and it says, "Great show, lot of fun. These guys are hysterical. Would have been a 5, but the guy who does the plugs fucks them up. Thanks."
I don't believe that's a real plug. You're an asshole.
I just read the review
right now too.
No, it just came through.
Oh man,
Dave, do you see
it?
It's just
not
came
a real.
Around.
That's not.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. I checked it up because I was like, all right, let's see if we can pull up some reviews.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
And I'm reading the plug right here. It says, Dave and Plum suck. Fuck you.
I don't think that's not real.
That was the review I just read. Did you hear that review?
Yeah.
From Minnesota.
Shit, I see that one too.
Yeah. No, it's Dave. That's not real. Minnesota's not a place. He made that up.
Oh, all right.
I
don't know. All right. It's absolutely a state.
So, Jeff, why don't we read? Let's do these promos. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it. Ready? All right.
Start it off. Here we go.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Plum Love Foods Live.
Let's
changing
do it. Here we go. Let's do it.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Perfect. All right.
Ends of words. Okay, I just want to get ready.
Yep. All right, let's do it. Here we go.
Okay. Plum Love Foods. Changing vegan lives one at a time.
On the next Plum Love Foods, we debunk the myth that bleach is not edible.
Can you just do that line again?
Why?
All right, because it.
I mean,
it was like energy, you know, trying to put forth something. I can pull it back.
I know, but all right, so we're gonna do it crazy.
Why don't
right, let's do it again? I'll do. Crazy, you do yours crazy. Dave will do his crazy. It'll be good. We'll get that energy going. If that's how you want to do it,
well, I mean,
we'll
you
run
wrote
them,
so
okay?
I don't know if like I didn't see any direction on there, so I was just trying to read it.
I'm not trying to direct you too much, but I just felt like
okay,
what the fuck was that?
All right, one take wonder. Let's do it.
All right,
let's
ready?
Do this. We're like R. Kelly. This is how we do.
I'll go. Plum Love Foods Live. Oh no, that was messed up.
What happened there?
Plum Love Foods. Changing vegan lives. Oh man, you cut me in. All right, hold on.
No.
That was that not you? Did you not cut me off?
It wasn't me. All right, here we go. One take wonder. You ready? Let's do this.
Ready?
Yep.
Plum Love Foods, changing vegan lives one at a time.
On the next Plum Love Foods, we debunk the myth that bleach is not edible.
Plus, it's our peanut allergy or actor charades contest.
Plum Love Food is lot.
Okay, we're ready.
I'm a little scared of you because I thought we were going to do it crazy.
Well, I did. I had a little like rah in the end there. Did you hear it?
No, you did the announcer voice, which was what I thought we were going
to
do.
You told him to cut it back a little bit.
I didn't say cut. I said
all right.
I'm not being clear tonight. It's obviously this is me. It's my energy doing this to it. So let's take it up. We're gonna do the anchor voices.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you're a little upset and like you're getting a little angry. Like that hurts me trying to read it.
I missed the plugs earlier, and I'm trying to redeem myself. I wrote these. I thought they were good.
Okay.
I thought we could use them. They're like funny promos that I thought.
We got it. Right. We got it. We'll do some more takes. Just let's do it.
And
again.
I thought it would be fun to do them. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then, like
I'm having a great time.
All right.
Here we go. Let's do this. Let's read like regular people. Let's do it. You ready? This is how we do it. Here we go. Let's make it happen.
Plum Love Foods, changing vegan lives one at a time.
On the next Plum Love Foods Live, we debunk the myth that bleach is not edible.
There's something wrong with your mic.
What do you mean? I was trying to add a little like effect. I covered my hands over my mouth. Was it not good? It was kind of like I wanted to be like I was talking through like a tunnel.
I recorded my line 6 times already, so let's try yours 1 time, really clean anchor voice.
Right, really clean.
On the next Plum Love Foods, we debunk the myth. Go.
Right. On the next Plum Love Foods, we debunk the myth that bleach is not edible.
Plus, it's our peanut allergy or actor charades contest.
Plum Love Foods Live, turning your kitchen into the Terror Dome. All right.
Fucking
right?
Send it.
That was there a good one.
Well, we missed it. If we had the first line in that, it would have been perfect.
Well, no, but I'll cut it up later. We can cut it together later, right? I mean, all right. Well, all right, come on.
So that's it. We're done. Promo's done. Dave, great job.
There's a couple of ones. They're gonna get better.
Well, there's more. All right.
Yeah, they're good. These are good.
All right, here we go. All right, let's do it. Let's doze it. One take wonder. You, me, and Dave, no one's better. Let's do this. Fucking cream rises to the top. That's what's happening. Yes. Here we go.
Yes. Plum Love Foods Live, taking the last little bit of memory on your phone.
Coming up on next Plum Love Foods Live, we feed the homeless celery until they're full.
Then we ask Mario Batali about his love life.
Ooh. Plum Love Foods Live, we invented podcasts. Was that not my line?
No, that was...
What? I saw Plum...
You know what? Sorry. I think it makes more sense... Why don't you try reading the first and last line, Plum?
Okay.
And I'll read the second line. Dave can read the third line. Let's try that, okay?
You didn't like what I did there, or no?
I did, but I cut you off a little bit. Yeah. Dave stuttered a little bit.
Well, let's just try Dave stuttered. I think it's probably more...
I think we're going to... All right. I think it's good, and let's try to say I'm really serious, so it's like, you know, you're first.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Let's do this. You ready? Plum Love Foods Live, coming up on the next Plum Love Foods Live, we feed the homeless celery until they're full.
No.
I thought you wanted me to mix, you wanted me to put the front line on the second.
No, I want you to read the first line, and then... Let us read two lines, and then you read the last line. Where it says Jeff, you read, and I'll read the Plum.
All right. Here we go. Plum Love Foods Live, taking that last little bit of memory on your phone.
Coming up next on the Plum Love Foods Live, we feed the homeless celery until they're full.
Then we ask Mario Batali about his love life.
Plum Love Foods, we invented podcasts. Send it.
I love it. Done. All right. Good. Done. All right. Last one.
I don't know what's wrong. I'm getting messages from people going, holy shit, I can't handle this. I don't know what's wrong. This is fucking going phenomenally.
What the fuck are you talking about? What can't you handle?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
These are promos. These are hilarious. Come on. All right.
Here we go. Right. Jeff, are you ready?
This one, I wrote this one. This is, I thought this would be a good one for Dan because it's like a workout one.
Okay.
And I know how he works out, but...
He's an animal.
It's like a Wolverdan, but I think Dave can do Wolverdan, do like the Wolverdan voice, you know, okay. Get it a little husky. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do a husky Dan voice?
I love this. So. I love this. And yeah, here we go. All right, you started, and, Jeffy, and I'll follow up, and then we'll get right to fucking Dave. It'll be dope.
Yeah, so this one, I think we go a little aggressive, okay? Yeah. Like okay. The other two, we did like real, you know, like anchor. This one, we're like, yeah, all right, okay?
All right, I'm with it. I'm Dan. You don't have to tell me. I'm fucking phenomenal. I'm Global Icon. No, you're treasure.
This is promo. Word. Okay? Promo Kings. This is what we do.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Plum Love Foods Live. Oh. Send all your fat to muscle.
Ooh, we might want to start over because I kind of cut you off there. I didn't mean to.
That was gold, too, man. I really.
Shit.
I don't know if I can do that again. My throat's a little.
All right, let's try it again. All right, here we go. Let's do this. This is how. Here we go. Let's make it happen.
Plum Love Foods Live.
Sorry. You might want to start over. Jeff, you got quiet on me. It was an accident. I didn't mean to, Jeffy. Here we go. I'm just trying to make sure. I know.
You know, I mean, there's times you fuck with me, and then there's times, like, you fuck with me. And right now, I feel like you're kind of fucking with me. It's like the Gerber thing all over again. Well, I mean, it's like, first you cut me off, and you say I fuck up the... Like, I almost feel like you were texting Ryan, like, tell Jeff he fucks up the thing and make him feel weird. And now I'm trying to read the promo bit, and it's like, you know...
Right.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling the love right now from you. It hurts a little.
I know, like, but first of all, just I want to clarify first, it's Grafferber, just so you know how to say it. Secondly, I would never do that. That's not at all the case at all. I love you. You're my boy. You're my buddy. Like, you're my brother. I would never do that with you. We had a couples massage together. Like, I would never make that happen.
That's why I don't understand why we're not doing the bit. Like, and I feel like it's me. Am I fucking them up?
No, it's not you. Like, ready? It's not you. Let's right, do look, this. Here look, we go. Doing the fucking this. Bit. Fucking here right, we go. We're on. The bit this machines. People love the bits.
Be like the promo, like fucking. The wrestler workout
Boom.
Guy promo.
Yeah, we got it. Cool.
Boom. You're cool. Make it happen. You know, we're following you. Well, Jeffy, you're driving. We're riding. Let's do this. Here we go. Boom. Woo. Booming.
Ready?
Business is booming. Here we go.
All right.
Promo time. Let's do this. One you... take wonders. I think we can do this. Here we go.
Yep. Okay.
Promo Central. That's us, baby. You pay us, we'll make it happen. Here we go. You, me, and Dave. Promos.
Yeah.
Bring it. Whatever you got. We'll fucking push it. We got this.
I'm glad I'm taping all this because this is fucking awesome. We're going to use all the... Everything you're saying is great.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the promo we're trying to read for the show that I was hoping to use.
Okay.
But still, I appreciate the energy. Let's keep it up.
Okay.
And let me read the line and then you come in with your line. I'm okay? Excited.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. I know you're excited, bro, and I'm feeling the excitement, and I'm telling you I'm liking it.
Yep.
But I'm also telling you let's just get through this last bit and then we can fucking do more of the others. I mean, come on. Like I like to play. I just want to do the bit.
All right. We're doing the bit. We are doing the fucking bit. All right. We are doing
these
the
bit. Are going to be I'm going to put these on the Instagram post. They're going to be fun, you know, like, "Oh, check us out next week." Oh, look, and then I'll put this on. You know, or I'll have the lady's voice, you know, do a little bit of it, and then I'll put our plug in. It's going to be funny. I mean,
all right,
help me out.
All right. I'm with it. All right, let's do it. Let's do this. You and me and Dave, let's do it. Three amigos, bring it. Here we go. Promo time. One take wonder.
Okay. Plum Love Foods Live, turning all your fat into muscle.
Coming up, we review Yelp reviewers.
Plus, we take the New York City trainers we've had tied up and starving for a month in the basement and toss them in a tub of Crisco just to hear the sounds they make.
Plum Love Foods Live, burning more calories than Soul Cycle.
I mean, I feel like the Dave part might scare people. That's a little bit rough. Dave is...
I thought it was funny.
I mean, did you write that or did he just make that up? That's not all my script.
Well, it's not exactly what I wrote, but it's still pretty funny.
It's an improv, so...
Well, it's a weird-ass improv. Like, I'm just a little bit... Dave, really?
I mean, just tone it down. Like, should they not be starving?
Well, you just talked a lot about having people tied up in your basement. That's all I'm saying. It's weird. I know you're out in the end of the island where there's crazy people. Yeah, Jeff, can we use that or should we do it again?
All right, let's just do Dave parts again. Dave, let's run a couple other ideas at us.
Well, maybe if he just said it, but like in a less aggressive voice.
Yeah. Okay. Set. You know what's funny? Do like the old man voice, the funny old man.
Oh boy.
Hey, baby, plus we take the New York City trains we have tied up starving for a month in the basement and toss them in a tub of Crisco just to hear the sounds they make.
Okay, that I feel like I should take a shower.
Oh, so it worked. That was a little creepy. It was a little creepy, right? Kind of the hairs, I want them out of my house and away from my kids now.
Yes,
I don't know what I did. It's a little strange. I don't know what just happened. That's uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
Jeff, are these a wrap? Are you good with them, or do we need to do it again?
Wait, let's get his ass. Listen, I don't think my blood pressure can handle being fucked with anymore over these. So I'm gonna bow out.
We can use all of them, man.
I'm gonna bow out and just say like, yeah, what we got is great. We'll cut them up. It's gonna be funny.
I think we should read through them one more time. Just do each one one more time. It'll take 15 seconds. We'll read through each one of them, and then it's done, and we got it.
All right, but seriously, no, you're like, okay.
I was doing it serious the whole time. What are you talking about?
I know, but you kind of like, you were doing this thing where you were like cutting me off, and I was trying to just get through it, and it's like every time I went to say it, and then like,
maybe there's a delay. Maybe he doesn't know that he's cutting.
Is there a delay, maybe? Is there something wrong with your mic?
Do we need a count-out?
All right.
Maybe a count-out.
Thanks. Listen, it could be a delay. You never know. All right, here we go. Let's read through them. These sound phenomenal. Promos booming. So once we finish that last line, Jeff, we'll give it a little beat of silence so we can cut that.
Why don't you do the first line? Why don't you do the Jeff lines and I'll do the Plum line? Because I think maybe having your sound bite over both could be better.
I like that. All right, you guys ready?
All right, ready?
Here we go. Plum Love Foods, changing vegan lives one at a time.
On the next Plum Love Foods, we debunk the myth that bleach is not edible.
Plus, it's our peanut allergy or actor charades contest.
Plum Love Foods Live, turning your kitchen into the Terror Dome. And send it. Boom.
Good.
Send it. Number two.
See the next. Yep.
Plum Love Foods Live, taking that last little bit of memory from your phone.
Coming up next on the Plum Love Foods Live, we feed the homeless celery till they are full.
Then we ask Mario Batali about his love life.
Plum Love Foods Live, we invented podcasts. Send it. Booming.
Good.
That's what's up.
Dude, thank you. You guys, you know, it makes me feel good when you help me out. Like,
well,
that.
I think what happened here, Jeff, is you changed the lines around and made it easier for me. So I think the first lines you wrote for me didn't work so well, so changing it around really helped.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you needed the shorter lines are better. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Obviously,
third one.
Longer lines for me are not as good because I stumble a little there. But
no, we're great. All right, here we go.
It was touch and go.
Plum Love Foods Live, turning all your fat into muscle.
Coming up, we review Yelp reviewers.
Plus, we take the New York City trainers we have tied up and starving for a month in the basement and toss them in a tub of Crisco just to hear the sounds they make.
Plum Love Foods Live, burning more calories than SoulCycle. Send it.
Yes. That's great.
It. Promo.
That's great.
Done, right?
Dude, sick. So
that's
sick.
I love it. I love it when a plan comes together. We just fucking bang the promos out. That's what's up. Jeffy, we could do all this shit on air. See, people love it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's part of the show. It's funny. And then we could use it later. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, Dave could have had
not breaking
more
my
energy,
balls
part.
I don't think people enjoy hearing you break my balls, though. I got to be honest. I mean, I have
balls.
Fans, too, dude. No, you know, like, you do. Made me.
Yeah.
I got, like, almost 1,000 followers now on Instagram. There's
no
people
doubt.
Out there shout me out. And it's like, to make me look bad isn't really cool either, you know? Just saying.
I don't think I make you look bad. All I do is put you over constantly.
Do you put me over?
Are you guys all right? Do we need to, like...
Well, no, because he made fun of my eye star, and I feel like...
You kind of messed it up.
Did I really, though?
Yeah, a little bit. I was getting texts. His tour manager / PR girl was like, IE star? What is that?
Oh, maybe I did say that.
Doesn't mean I don't love
it. All right. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I thought I nailed it. But, I mean, we're not going to edit it, so I'll hear it. And
you get an A-. You messed up one little part. It was fine. But, listen, here's the good thing. Your boy was here. We're a team. We worked together.
Dude, you did crush it. You came in with a big save, because I'll be honest.
That's what we do. I got
you. Thank God you were there, because it was really – I felt like I lost him. I felt like he would love you.
Yeah.
And now when he hears my voice, he's going to be like – oh, Chef Jay, yeah, that guy who can't read.
Well, I don't think you can point out anybody's, like, you know, things they can't do or anybody's handicaps. That's not cool. Ryan's not like that.
And then you point out my edible habit. Like, that's okay sometimes. I mean.
Well, you were having some Cheetos while you were talking.
I'm not eating Cheetos. I'm using pistachios.
I was confused.
We're snacking on pistachios.
A little pistachio.
Dave, sometimes Cheetos sound like pistachios when you crunch them in your mouth on a microphone. That's all I'm saying. Honest mistake.
Yeah, that's fair. Honest mistake. That's understandable.
Yeah, honest mistake.
It is understandable. It is understandable. You're absolutely correct.
Well, listen.
Still,
I put the guy's compliment in the show, and all I do is put you over.
I know. You do that a lot, which is really sweet.
That's what
but
you do.
But you kick ass, bro. I'm here because of you, though. I'm here because, you know.
Like, this show has gone next level because of everybody involved. Like, it's definitely another level than it was before, and It's so much fun. I love doing it. It's my favorite thing on Thursday nights. And we've gone from being an hour to we're 96 minutes in right now, and the show's still going. I could keep talking, but we should probably wrap it up.
I was actually just going to say, you know, you were already on like a list of people who took up too much oxygen.
What?
And now, with all of us on the show, we're definitely in the red. Like,
really?
It's like, we better plant a tree outside of the studio, is all I'm saying.
Listen, Dave, can you make a note or send an email? I want to see a copy of this list. I don't think I know if it's true.
I mean, I don't know of any lists right now, but I can try to look for it.
It's a pie graph. I've seen it.
It's a graph?
Yeah, it's a pie graph. And it has like, you know, it's like Plum Love Foods, and it's like other podcasts, and there's not many that, you know, are in our category, because, you know, we're that hot shit.
Okay. We are that hot shit.
Yo, seriously, though.
Listen, here's what's important to know, right? Here's what's important to know. We have constantly been in the What's Hot category on iTunes, which is amazing. I'm super proud of that, and even being in that category is amazing because it puts it right on the front page of iTunes, and that's because everybody paying attention to the show, Jeffy.
Dude, it's so I get blown away. I really do. I love doing it. Like I said, I like doing it regardless if people listen. I like when we did Station Head with 13 people on there, we just laughed our asses off. We just had so much fun.
Yeah.
And like doing this show, it's almost even better because we get to interview people like Ryan. You know, I learn stuff.
Yeah,
I get to interject. You know, we've had such
amazing
guests. You've had me on. I feel blessed to have been on the show. Honestly, it's like I've gotten to meet so many awesome guests over the last couple. You know, whatever it's been.
Well,
how many shows have I been on
as the co guy?
It's
been a lot, man. And the whole show has definitely evolved, and it makes me better, and it helps out with everything. And honestly, it's I love it. I love having all you guys on. The show's definitely evolving. I can't wait to see what happens next. We got a great summer plan. I did want to read last week's show. I meant to read a review we got, and I wanted to read it to everybody here because I think it's pretty amazing to read. And the review came from a person from South Africa, gentlemen, which is pretty cool. We're worldwide, baby. Worldwide. Pitbull ain't got shit.
Global icon.
There it is. The title of the review is "There's a lot of attitude in this kitchen." It's by Lena Sky Supernova from South Africa on June 2nd. She says, "With zero holding back, turning up the heat, some delicious ideas, and a hell of a lot of resilience. Congrats on 200 episodes. Full respect for this." I don't know if you can get a better review than that.
Fuck no. That's awesome, man. Thank you very much,
I mean,
Lena Sky
big
Nova.
Shout out to you. Thank you for that. We truly, truly appreciate that. Dave and I fought for an hour because he's like, they don't even have electricity in South Africa. But I told him, I was like, that's bullshit, man. You can't say that.
Dave can't talk shit. He's from Detroit. Okay. If you're from Detroit, is like South Africa, but in America.
And they just got electricity in Detroit.
Yeah, and the water, I think, is better in South Africa, possibly.
You know what else they have better in South Africa? Pizza.
Don't
South
you Africa fucking pizza. God. I think they call it bunny chow in South Africa.
Is that
or something.
What it's called? I didn't know.
That's different. It's a bread. It's a bread that has stuff in it, but it's not.
I don't know. Hey, if you're on the lookout starting tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see on the Instagram, we're going to highlight a pair of shoes from our good friends over at Shoes for Cruising. You too could win a pair of shoes of your choice from our good friends over at Shoes for Cruise. How dope is that?
Dude, it's awesome.
They have so many sick like every type of shoe kitchen ready is like in there pretty much. I mean, I saw like New Balance, Mozo,
flyers for the kitchen now.
Yeah.
Too. I was like, that's awesome.
You know, I mean, just it's the kitchen culture has come so far since I was a kid and like getting, you know, clogs and having to wear certain types of like shoes that killed me to now being able to wear like non-slip Chucks. It's like, it's super dope, you know.
There you go. I think you're absolutely right about that, man. The kitchen culture. I like that. Kitchen culture. That's definitely what we represent here in this program because it hits all facets. Big shout out to our good friend Ryan Starr for being on. Make sure you check out at Station Head and, of course, download Station Head from the App Store. Love you, Jeffy. Love you, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live.
See you next week, good brothers and sisters.